Hi, this is John.
Hey, John. This is John with Local Splash.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing
easy to remember the name, huh?
Yeah, definitely easy to remember. Spelt the same way, too.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What's going on? Just now walking through the door. I had a long drive through traffic and everything, but just now walking through the door. So,
okay.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, sorry to disturb your relaxation time here, but
no,
I was just reviewing your account that you have with us for the Silver Nail project.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. I was just reviewing your account that you have here for the Silver Nail project.
Mm-hmm.
With Local Splash, and we had received a notification that you are eligible for Google Guaranteed or Google Verified, and I wanted to run this opportunity by you and see if it's something that you're interested in doing. It's Google's.
What is that Google Guarantee?
Yep. So the Google Guarantee guys, they show up at the very, very tip top of the first page of the search results, kind of like your local listing, except for this one will say sponsored or Google guaranteed on it. What the guarantee is they actually guarantee your customers that you've passed the background check, and Google also offers your customers $2,000 for the lifetime of your work should something happen. But the guarantee to you is that the leads are qualified because they're pre-screened and then they're handed off to you as a live call. So the customers are going to be basically vetted if they're searching for a service you provide and they inquire about getting a Google Guarantee contractor since it comes with the extra insurance from Google and that you pass the background check, the insurance that you're not going to, you know, be a bad person that pulls up there. So they charge you a lead fee for each individual lead, but these people are applying for the Google Guarantee program. They get pre-screened and then handed off to you live. If you accept the lead, they'll deduct the lead fee or charge you a lead fee. If you don't accept the lead, then we'll help them find a contractor that'll be able to accept the lead and accommodate them. So it prevents you from getting charged for leads that aren't actually converting into job opportunities.
Okay, so it doesn't charge for a lead until I have an actual sales appointment with them.
Yeah, you have to accept the lead or consider it qualified. If you say, hey, this lead's not qualified, I didn't accept it, then we refund or reimburse the lead credit back into your balance so that way you're not getting charged for those leads.
Yeah, that's good because I had used a lead generation site called Modernize. I don't know if you've heard of them. And then did live transfer leads with them. Well, one, they're a little pricey on each lead, but I thought they vetted them better than they did. And I would get several ones that were just calling and being like, well, no, I just was trying to find out something. I'm not interested or whatever. And no matter what I tried to do, they wouldn't, but I couldn't, they wouldn't, you know, get an appointment or anything like that. So that's good news that it's guaranteed appointment.
Yeah. Google's refined this program after companies like Modernize and Home Advisor by Angie's. So it's designed to help.
Well, I'll never use Angie's list ever. They were bad. They were horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. They, similar kind of concept as Modernize, except for they'll sell the lead to like three people. So you're still fighting for it, even though you've paid the lead fee.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
I would love to hear more information about this. I'd like to get into more of the details about it. Can I set an appointment with you to learn more about it? Or because I, unfortunately right now I don't have the time because I have to get running. Like I just stop in for a second. We got to take our son to a birthday party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have all
so,
the
my
information
wife is,
here. So once you're Google verified, you're always Google verified. The way it works is that, there's a $250 one-time payment just to get the application and do the background check. So that's all you'd really be working on for now. It's going to take about 2 to 3 weeks to complete your background check. Once the background check...
That's a long time.
Yeah, it does. it takes a little bit. Google, they're mainly just looking for no felonies in the last 7 years. I know a license is required for general contractors for this area. But
and we're talking like no convictions of anything, because I don't have any convictions of anything.
Right.
At all.
Yeah, in the last 7 years. I mean, some people have gotten like DUIs, but it was like 10 years ago, and Google guaranteed them.
No, I don't. I mean, I've been I understand the background check may take 2 to 3 weeks, but fine. I've done background checks through I've done it through Andy's List, I did it through Modernize, I did it through House, Grove, and all that stuff. So I understand that process, and I'm not worried about that at all. But
the lead costs, though, on average, you know, they range anywhere from, I saw like 43 on the low end, and then it was saying 63 on the high end, depending on the job.
Really?
Yeah, and we want to make sure you carry at least $250K in general liability insurance as well.
At $2 million.
Oh yeah, then you're fine. You get 8 times the minimum there. But again, you know, $250 would be the charge for the application and background check. If we start working on that today, I mean, you'd probably be through it by the end of the first week of December. And then you tell us when you want to activate and start receiving those leads.
Yeah. So my next question is, so I also need to change. I'd like to change what we're being looked up under, like, because right now it's like remodeling. We do that, but our main business right now is roofing. Being in Houston, there's no shortages of roofs and people that need roofs here. With all the competition, there's no shortage of it.
that's our main
business right now is roofing and roof repairs and roofing solutions and things like that.
So I don't know if you've done that.
I don't think it searches under.
Well,
I don't think it does it for us.
Right now it doesn't, no. So the three guys that show from a local standpoint is JCNC Roofing Company, and then you have Amstel and 314 Roofing Solutions. But that's the great thing about this Google Guarantee program, and that's why I've kind of jumped on it, is because you are seeing some results, but it's like, hey, you know, even if there's guys in the area that have been doing it longer than you and have that local listing hemmed up, so to speak, for that category, with Google Guarantee, you'd still show above them as a guaranteed contractor and giving them that extra insurance. So that might act as an incentive to even get.
How do I change the search results to roofing?
Your keywords, we could change your keywords, but it's going to be it's pretty tough to have you outrank them with the current package that you have for roofing.
What do you mean, because of the age or because of the longevity?
The local SEO. Yeah, the longevity and the reviews that they have from a local SEO standpoint is going to be very
difficult. Half the reviews are fake anyways. But I already know.
It's possible. Google does a really good job about making sure the reviews actually come from a legitimate email address before they're published.
But they're you know, calling friends and family and reviews
for
stuff that they
haven't
done.
Or they just write 6 of them.
And it's so easy to make. It's so easy to make a Gmail account.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Super
and stuff
simple.
Like that.
I mean, you could be right. I'm just saying, we're a Google partner, so from our perspective, you know, that's frowned upon. So usually we have a way of Google monitoring Google reviews and making sure Google reviews are verified. So that's the only reason I say that. It's possible still, though, for people to try to cheat the system.
Yeah. I'm a little confused. So you said if I change the keywords, like, remodeling to roofing, but you said with the Google Guarantee, I'd still show above them.
Right, because the Google Guarantee contractors are always the preferred contractors, as well as it's giving them that extra insurance too. So I think that would act as an incentive to go with you over Amstel or 314, even though those guys have so many more reviews and have been around longer, they're not going to be able to get that insurance from Google as a verified contractor. So you qualified for that through working with us as a Google partner.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, so if I change my keywords to roofing, because I want, because when you go into Google and you like, and you need, or you, like, let's just say State Farm, they're doing it a lot, the insurance company.
Right.
They're saying you need to replace your roof because it's 20 years old. If you don't replace your roof, we're going to drop your insurance coverage.
Mm.
Right. And then someone gets on Google. They're not searching remodelers.
They're typing in roofer.
Or
yeah.
something like that. They type in roofers or
Correct.
Roofing companies near mm-hmm. me. But you're saying that if I change my, because right now it's remodeling instead of roofing. I want it to be roofing. If
Correct.
I change it, mm-hmm. then I won't show up above those people, or I will.
You won't. You won't.
And
they
why
already
is
have,
that?
Because they already been
they don't have a Google guarantee
category. Right. Well, if you do Google guarantee, you will. I'm saying your package right now that you have, you won't. You won't be able to organically outrank them in the roofing category.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Like if I
but
do
with
the
Google
guarantee, I would
yeah,
change
that's
it
what
to
I'm
roofing.
Saying. We'll also add you to the roofing keyword category, but you will be a verified contractor come early December. So then since you're a Google verified contractor, a Google guaranteed contractor, you'll be at the very top. So you'll be even above them. Not only will you be showing on the first page for roofing, but you'll be at the top. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. And so you said it's $250 to, but also with, sorry, let me back up.
That's all you'd pay today. But the
with lead.
Lead,
I'm going to put you on speaker because my wife can hear something else.
Okay.
Wherever she snuck off to, I didn't even see her.
That's fine. But you're right. So $250 is all you pay. I'd send you the application. You guys can work on that over the weekend, right? It's pretty easy. It's just a digital form you fill out. They'll ask you to send in your insurance. If you have a license, send that in. It's not really required, actually, for roofing in Texas.
We don't. Yeah, you don't need a license for general contractors in Texas.
Right, but send the insurance in, then fill out the form. Then they'll start the background check and initiate it. You have to pass the background check before you're eligible to start receiving the leads, obviously. The lead fees are anywhere from $43 to $63 each, even in the roofing category. Okay, remodeling, roofing. Same thing, from floor to ceiling, right? Floor to roof, I should say. So, you know, let's say on the high end, they're going 63. I always like to do worst case scenario. Google's asking, a 13 lead activation budget, right? Is what they're saying. So when you say, hey, I'm ready to start receiving leads, they're going to say, okay, you need to set aside, $819 as your activation budget, and we'll guarantee you 13 leads for that activation budget.
That's 13 leads per month?
At the rate in which you can exhaust them. I mean, if you only go through 5 of them throughout the month, then you still are going to have the 8 remaining. And then it's not going to ask you to renew that balance until you've exhausted your leads, right? Or you have the option to refill it as you go, so to speak. So it depends on how you want to go about it. There, but this is not going to be charged monthly like your local SEO is at $249 every month.
It's paid up front?
There is a lead balance, right? Yeah, it's a 13 lead balance. So once you pass the background check, they're going to ask you for an activation budget of $819.
That's 2 to 3 weeks from now. So like if I said like 12 leads or something like that or 13. Right. 13 is a weird number. I don't know why. It's because
I know.
I'll just go off of like four weeks in a month and 3 leads per week for 12 or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
Or 15, like 12, 15, 18. I don't know. That just makes more sense to me, but 13
yeah,
is weird.
You can do it. 13 is just the minimum. I'm going minimum there.
Okay.
13. So if you want to put 15, 20, you could absolutely do that. There's guys that do it. In the DFW area, I know there's 3 companies that they have Google guaranteed now in DFW, and they're putting 20, 30 leads at a time or balance at a time in there, and then they're just going at pace, you know?
And I can change that at any time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But what I love about it is, let's say you pass the background check, the first lead that you accept, right, it could already offset that cost for the rest of the, you know, year in theory.
Well, I understand that. Just one roofing sale will offset the cost of all the leads.
Right.
You'll
have the balance of the other 12 in there, or however you have it set.
I'd budget it different, more like two, because there's a lot of other stuff that goes into it. But so it's a guaranteed that I show up above them on the Google search, for one. And then it's also, they get a 2000, the customer or the lead that passes the vetted check and everything like that and is a good fit. And let's just say they go with us, they get services done by us, Google then gives them a $2,000 warranty kind of ish.
Correct.
$2,000 like warranty that if something happened to our company and they needed, like, let's just say, the workmanship was bad and they need to have someone out there to fix it. But our company went under, Google offers them $2,000 to fix it.
Correct. Correct. Google assumes the liability with the Google Verified or Google Guarantee contractor, since they referred you to that homeowner. So they assume the liability there, and they tell them, hey, we'll cover you for up to $2,000 for the lifetime of the work. So, should you go under, they would still cover them.
You're on speaker. My wife is, we're 50-50 partners and owners of the business. Legally 50-50, not just like, oh, we're husband, wife, half mine, half yours. No, she let me have 50% instead of only 10.
she owns a lot more than 50% of the company, let me tell you.
Yep. I mean, I tell you what, like, even though I make most of the operational decisions, you know, if she says something, that's what goes.
I hear you. But, I'm a married man myself. She owns half of you. So half of your house, too.
Yeah. I don't know how the math works. I think that's at least 75% total
now. Exactly. Yeah. So,
but anyway, I'm not sure if that's the right math. But also, since she's here, I just repeating that, and so I understand it better.
Sure.
So let's just say this one question. If they're live transfers leads, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're on the phone?
Correct.
What happens if I don't answer?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. We'll still assist the customer. So you're not going to get our charge for leads that you're not accepting or that are not qualified. So if you don't answer, we'll still assist the customer. We'll try to locate another Google guaranteed contractor. If there isn't one in the area, then we just tell them, like, hey, we won't be able to provide a Google guaranteed contractor, or I could put you in this queue for him to follow up with you at a certain time. And like, you have your account dashboard and tracking system. And those will be follow-ups. If you call them and you schedule an appointment, then you can
obviously charge the
lead fee. Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's good news because, you know, things like modernize. If modernize, for example, if you miss the call, like let's just say I'm in another appointment or I'm on a job site or something, and you know, I had to take my phone into the bathroom. I swear to God, every single time I went to the bathroom, I got a phone call from my like a live transfer. and I had to take it because I couldn't miss it because we'd still get charged. And they'd send the lead information to the email, but that's not, you know, most of the time, we're talking like 9 out of 10 times, the customer doesn't answer the phone because they don't know it's you that's calling and stuff too.
Yeah.
And then most people don't even have voicemail boxes anymore. And they don't know who, like, what our company is or anything like that. So it's just one of those, like.
You have a dashboard already with us where you can go into that app or tracking system, and there will just be a separate section for Google Guarantee or Google Verified leads. So it'll be separated from like your local and your Facebook leads. And then you could obviously follow up with those people when you can, but you know, we don't want to we're not going to just automatically go, hey, you know, here's a lead. You missed the call. Then you're getting charged. You know, we'll try to accommodate that person. If they're saying, hey, they want the Google guaranteed contractor and you're not available at the time, set an appointment for him to call back. You know, you'll get a notification there in your leads to follow up with that person.
Oh, that's awesome. And those are exclusive leads too. So they're just transferred to just me. They're exclusive.
The ones that don't answer through for you to follow up on, it would be them telling us that they want to obviously go with you, or if we don't have another Google guaranteed contractor and they want that Google guaranteed, and they're going to have to wait for you, right? So those ones will go in the queue. But if they're on a live call and they're saying, hey, I want somebody, we contact you, you're not available, we can actually try to align them with another local or somewhat local Google guaranteed roofer if they're willing to accept that, right? If they're saying, hey, no, I want Silvernail, I'll wait, tell them to call me back, then, you know, it'll be in there.
Perfect. And then also, like, it's only deducted once if I have an appointment, correct? Like, if I go...
You have to accept the lead, right? So that's the thing. So if you're saying it's a qualified lead and you're accepting it, then they'll charge you. If you're not accepting them, then they're not going to charge you for them, right? And they'll be able to see through your tracking system if you're actually accepting the leads, right? You could see that you're opening them, calling them, and then there's recordings of those conversations in that tracking system, just like there is now.
Perfect. Last question. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm full of them.
No, you're fine.
And then we got to move pretty quick. But
yeah.
So last question. Will the number that is calling me or calling my phone be the same number every time, or will it be from the homeowner's number? Because that can get a little bit like confusing, if you know, if they're calling, like, because you know, spam calls, and they're figuring out how to call without having potential spam or whatever pop up.
I believe you have Google Voice already set up, right? The tracking number.
The Google Voice. There was,
yeah,
it would call through Google Voice.
A tracking number. Tracking number.
We have the phone number that's listed on Google.
Right. So you should if you have a tracking number already, you should have that number already saved in your phone as potential lead or job opportunity. So that way, when those calls are coming through already,
I just have it as my company name, the Silvernail Project. And
okay, yeah,
that way.
Yeah, that's perfect. So same concept. It'll come through that same line, so you'll get the notification, the Silvernail Project, as it's ringing through.
My wife has a question.
Sure.
So that number was provided to us when we started using Local Splash. Is that us, or is that something? Okay, that's the same thing.
That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking to make sure it's the same. Okay. We're good.
Yeah. And so that sounds great. All that sounds great, and all that would be owed to start this is $250. That would take for the background check. The background check takes up to 2 to 3 weeks to do, and then by that time, once it comes back, then we load the $800-something up for the 13 leads.
13 leads. Mm-hmm.
After the 2 to 3 weeks, when the background check comes back clear, then we load that up.
Correct. And you have to tell us that you're ready to start receiving leads, John.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we won't just automatically charge you in 3 weeks $819, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is his name is John too, so he's trustworthy.
Like the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, John the Baptist was a crazy guy that wandered in the desert all drunk and high and stuff. But
when I was younger, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. I no comment. I plead the fifth.
There you go.
Let me find it.
Yeah, line, by the way. No.
Hey, it's not incriminating. I didn't admit anything.
You have failed the fifth. Check right now. No.
Hey, okay. Let's my wife gave me the thumbs up, so.
Okay. Here comes the application. And then you will have the $250.
Is it going to John at the Silvernail Project or Cynthia at the Silvernail Project?
I'm going to text it and email it to you to make sure you got it. So it should come through now.
Yeah, so it went to Cynthia at the Silver Nail Project.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I think, right? Or
no, it should be John.
It went to John at the Silver Nail Project, but it texted my wife.
Hold on here. So the email went to John, and the text message went to the 832-920-857.
Yep. Perfect. Yeah, we put the 832 number on there. So when we're getting calls for this, it needs to be a different number than... Oh, yeah, never mind. It's going through the Silver Nail. Never mind. Forget it.
Should be all set up.
We're good on that.
We're doing that for you. But I'll also put in the revision that you want to switch the keywords over to roofing. So that way they know that. There will be an interview on either Monday or Tuesday, depending on what works for you. This is going to be specifically for Google Verified or Google Guaranteed. So they want to know what kind of leads you'll accept and the areas that you're willing to accept them from. So that way the stuff that we're sending over is fully qualified based on your specifications and not ours.
Perfect.
Okay. But that $250 will be charged, and then they will send you the confirmation as well from the card that we have on file. It's Visa ending in 5175. What day would be best to do the client interview?
You said, hold on one second. The card ending in
5175. It's a Visa. That's the one you have on file currently.
I switched it to the new.
What card is that? Oh, that's our debit card. That's our personal debit card.
I didn't give them that one, did I?
You must have. You put it on the card? Or put it on the...
Yeah, put it on them.
Okay. Can I change that card?
If I do, then the $249 that you guys are getting charged each month on the 29th will go through on the new card as well.
That's fine.
That's okay.
That's fine. I'm
ready for you. Go ahead.
It's 4640.
Okay.
1821.
Okay.
4935.
Okay.
2027.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
8/30.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
718.
Okay. All right, and this is a one-time charge of $250, so this won't be reoccurring like the local SEO, Facebook ads, call tracking, my site.
Okay.
Stuff. Okay. So this one's just a one-time $250. And then activation budget. We could line up the activation budgets if you were saying, like, monthly you want 13 of them or 15 of them. They'll give you as many as are available for people requesting it. We usually get a lot of requests, especially in this large metro area, Houston.
We'll keep it as, refilling for now.
Automatically? Okay. Yeah, you could.
Not automatically refilling, but like where we can refill it.
Yeah, you can do it that way automatic. Too. Like a lot of guys like to always keep the minimum balance in there. It helps too when they see you already or always have activation budget available for live leads. So some guys they'll go through 5-6 of them a month and then they'll just renew with the 5 or 6. Costs, right? And just upload the balance so that way they always have that 13 available. They never have to worry about it like going empty and then they're down for 2 weeks and they didn't realize it. They had to go back and reload it because we're not going to automatically charge it. You got to tell us like, hey, okay, I'm ready. I want these leads. Here's the 13, right? Or here's the balance. So it's something to be on top of. You don't want that thing to go empty because if it goes empty and then you don't really realize it and you're going, hey, what happened to the leads? You know, or I want leads. And it's like, okay, well, you got to go all the way back up to 13. Now you got to pay $819 just to start receiving leads again. So, something to be mindful of. That is kind of, guys run into.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, they'll drain it, and then they're like, what? And in order to get the next lead, I got to pay this? Yeah, you got to have a whole 13 balance in there. So don't let that thing go down to zero. All right, so go ahead and... process. Okay. And then for the, the interview, Monday or Tuesday, whichever day works best for you, you just let me know a time and then I'll set a calendar appointment and we will contact you to do the interview for Google Guarantee or Google Verified.
Let's do Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay.
Only because I've got to be open on Monday.
Okay. It's not going to take very long, but you tell me. I mean, usually it's about 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
What works best? What works best on Tuesday?
Maybe mid-morning, 10 a.m.
Okay, 10 a.m. All right, you got it. I'm going to send you an email invite to the appointment, and then we will text you 1 hour prior to 10 o'clock, so you'll get a text automatically at 9. So pretty much your homework for this weekend, you and Cynthia, is just to fill out that application so we could start working on it ASAP.
Cool. Right. Sounds good.
All right.
Well, thank you, John, for giving me a shout.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was, Logan, I'm glad that the lead cost for roofing is only $63. You have no, and they're guaranteed amount because do you know how much leads cost through Modernize or even like what one I do? Another one is Roof Hero.
Mm-hmm. They're probably hundreds. I've seen Home Advisor put them 150. You know, so
that's cheaper than Modernize. Modernize was 225, but I got a veteran discount to 205 or something like that. $205.
Well, that's the average price. The highest one that I've seen for this area at a roofing lead, it was 71. That was the highest one that I've seen. So the average number they're saying is usually between, well, this is remodeling and roofing, right? So 43 to 63. So you should be seeing 63 from roofing. I always take the higher number. I always like to go like worst case scenario because it's like, hey, you set aside $820, right, for those guaranteed 13 leads. You may actually get 15 leads for that. If they're $43,
you're speaking our language right there.
Yeah, you might actually get more. Yeah. So I always kind of try to under-promise and over-deliver. Exactly. That way you're happy if you end up getting more than 13, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up with the Google Guarantee program. I'm looking forward to working with you. You're going to be one of our first roofing contractors for this area. It's one of Google's newest products. So looking forward to working with you guys. Enjoy your weekend. Like I said, your only homework for this weekend is just to fill out that application. And then we will follow up with you Tuesday at 10 a.m. to do the Google Guarantee interview.
Perfect.
All right. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the time with the family.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.